I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree?
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Cryptids of Corn Podcast. I am the great and sick mystery.
And I'm J Clone Blue E.
You'd really look very strange. And we're not alone. We're joined by an incredibly talented young man.
Artist.
An artist, a podcaster, an entrepreneur, a businessman, somebody who will hopefully put us out of a job very soon. We want to give a big welcome. This guy has done so much stuff, offered to pay him for his work, and he refuses to take it. But he is getting stuff soon for his work. And we're even starting a new project with him, so yep. We're super excited. Jay, who are we joined by today?
Well, I'd like everyone to give a warm welcome to the host of the Backwoods Boogeyman podcast, Jeb.
Woo!
Hello!
Oh my gosh, the hat. I looked away for a minute.
My injured cold hat.
Yes. Jeb, the Backwoods Boogeyman podcast. Why don't you just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and the Backwoods Boogeyman podcast. Once again, everybody, any links Jeb mentions, I will have them below in the description. Please check him out. Support him. I will warn everybody, though, not so family-friendly language, but
it
makes me laugh hardcore. The one I was texting him about this morning, and I don't think he got it for a second, because I just was he asked if I wanted mullein leaves. And I text, no, I want this. Because it was something he was talking about on his podcast because it was making me laugh. Jeb, tell us about yourself. Tell us about our podcast. Tell all the people.
Hey, I'm a dumb redneck and I like monsters. And I think my parents were probably hoping I would grow out of that before I was an adult, and they were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're here. And now I have the Backwoods Boogeyman podcast. It's wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon Music, I think. I checked everything it was on some time ago, and it's on way more than it needs to be on. But it's there. Wherever you find your podcast, it's there. Listen. And leave a review. Tell me how handsome I am.
Oh, there we go. That's what we need, to leave some reviews. And I just recently started listening. And basically, you take like cryptids or scary, camping stories, basically, or accounts. Mm-hmm. And you kind of put your own, you tell the story in your way. You recount the stories.
I definitely have my way.
Through the Jeb filter.
And that's what makes it less family friendly.
Oh, yes.
It's PG-13, I think.
I think PG-13 is acceptable.
Fair. Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's about the 9 o'clock slot on CBS.
There you go.
But
we end, I think, right at like 5.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, go eat dinner and then go to bed, kids.
Right, yeah. Jeb's coming. You stay up late for the Backwoods Boogeyman podcast.
Yeah. learn dirty words from your crazy Uncle Jeb.
Crazy Uncle Jeb.
Dirty words are very fun, new descriptive words.
Yes. I like my alliteration.
Oh, I've noticed. I enjoy it, though. I enjoy the alliteration, the wordplay. You know, that's what makes it fun to listen to. And it's the Southern drawl, too.
I've been told that. I don't hear it, but other people do.
You don't hear what?
The drawl.
Huh?
You don't hear that?
Let me guess, you never listen to yourself talk ever, huh?
Once, and I did not enjoy it.
Okay. Nobody enjoys it.
Yeah, I hate my own voice. I hate it. It sounds awful. But I've been really enjoying it, and the podcast is fun. It's very in the vein of, I guess, our audience, I think.
I think a lot of our audience will enjoy it.
It makes me laugh.
I have fun listening to them.
Mm-hmm. So I think you're doing great things, and I think you've started off on the right path with this podcast, and I'm really enjoying it myself. But beyond the podcast, with your art, I mean, you've injected yourself into the Crypts of the Corn universe now.
Gosh, yeah, you've taken over. Poor Pear, if you're listening to this, Pear.
Right, yeah.
He hates you.
And I
feel bad for Pear.
We all do.
45-year-old Swedish man is looking for you in Missouri.
We've all felt bad for Pear since we first met him.
I love Pear.
Yeah, Pear's fantastic. Pear's in a... Well, if anyone, new listeners don't know, Pear does our original art for the podcast when it comes to, you know, the classic Bigfoot or all the other ones you guys have come to know and love for our podcast art. But what's special about the Backwoods Boogeyman podcast, Jeb draws his own album art, basically, for each episode.
Well, not really each, but...
You know, mostly.
Yeah.
Hey, you do your own art for your shows.
I try to, yeah. Mm. And when I can't draw the thing I'm talking about, I put up one of the dancing Bigfoot with a guitar and, you know, in some kind of weird color wash, makes it look like a bad acid trip. But
hey, that's just you.
I love it.
That's just you flexing your artistic license.
So Jeb recently just did all of the art for, well, obviously the children's book, A to Z Cryptids. He did every piece of art in that book. Including me and Jay on the back as salamanders and the flying frog, which I think has taken the spot as of our number one t-shirt.
Yep.
Really?
So that's been our most sold t-shirt.
That's our most popular.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just this past weekend, we were at the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Conference, and there was a day I think four or five listeners were all wearing it.
Yep. It's nice to see.
Yeah, it's nice. But you did also a lot of the art for our Hocking Hills presentation as well.
Yeah, whether you knew it or not, you are actually
did from... Did you not tell him?
No, he knows. He drew them and sent them to me.
Oh, I know, but
what I was going to say, though, whether you know it or not, you did play a big role in those presentations. Mm-hmm. I know you played a role, but it was a lot bigger than you think. You know, we love it because your art really captures us. In my opinion, I think it just captures our energy.
I like that.
And it captures our goofiness, but you really exaggerate our goofiness in cartoon form.
If anybody hasn't seen some of this stuff, Jeb actually did custom art for this episode. So you'll see it on the, you know, in the...
Oh, all right.
Slot. Did I not show you that?
I
did.
You were driving.
Because it was the same time he did the D&D custom art.
Oh, okay. Yes, you did show me.
Which will be another Patreon t-shirt for the D&D campaign.
Yep.
But no, the way you kick it out there, you have such a style that makes me, like Jay already said, it's so much fun, where it's serious, but not, I don't know if that's the best way to describe it.
Serious
enough to take the subject seriously. Cause like when you did the children's book, they all are very accurate, but they are still very fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I think some people may not let either go one way or the other.
Yeah.
Where it's very hard to walk that line between, you know, looking at the subject seriously, but having fun with it.
I think that's a perfect reflection of how we approach all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do take it, all this, very, very seriously, you know, because that's just how, it's important. All this stuff's real, it's real in one way or another. The discussions are real. Everything's real, but we're still just having fun. And it's lighthearted. And yeah, we're trying to figure out the answers, but we're having fun along the way figuring it out. And that's really what the art is. It's serious, but it's completely 100% goofy and fun.
Oh, and there was a person. I want to tell you how good your art is. There was a person that seen a picture of El Curo. They had never listened to our podcast and said, that's El Curo.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I'm like, there's like three pictures of this thing exist, and Jeb did two of them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I was impressed. You know, it looks enough like it, but it's crazy. It's a crazy looking cryptid.
Yeah.
But it looks great. You know, it's just, that's how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so what made you want to start the Backwoods Boogeyman? I guess what made you want to start the podcast, and where did the name come from?
I don't really know. I've had it for a while because I've wanted to do something like this for a while. Because, you know, listening to you guys and listening to some of the other big shows like Sasquatch Chronicles and Kryptonaut, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought that really sounds like fun, you know? And then I finally just earlier this year just decided, you know, I think I can do that. You know, and I found a couple apps that work for it because I'm really cheap and I need to buy decent equipment, but I found stuff that worked and I just started. I already had some of the scripts written, you know, because I liked writing about this stuff. And I thought, well, I might as well sit and read this and put it on the internet for my own entertainment, you know, even if nobody listens. And I just started doing it. And
here you are. I think you're definitely, you can tell that you're doing it for your own entertainment. And
it makes me laugh.
Yes. And because you are entertaining and you're trying to make yourself laugh. You're highlighting the things that are funny to you.
I definitely do that.
And I think that's important because it's you. That's you. That's a reflection of you. And a lot of people get away from being themselves, especially on, I'd just say platforms like this in public, but any platform in general, any form of media, when you got a camera in your face or a microphone in your face, you forget to be you and you're trying to be what I guess you expect the world expects you to be. But I think it's just important to be authentic, be yourself, because that's what people really like, and that's what people are craving nowadays, and you're 100% doing that. So if I have any advice moving forward, don't stop being you. If it's funny to you, do it. Don't make stuff for other people's entertainment, and don't, you know, bend over for other people. Do what you like to do.
I like it.
Well, I think I know what we're going to send him now. A bunch of podcast equipment.
Oh, okay.
You may have most of a podcast set coming to the mail very soon.
Uh-oh. You don't have to do that. No.
Well, I mean, it's just sitting here, and we like you, and we owe you stuff, so.
We'll see you never know what the world, what happens in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. You just
you never know what's going to show up in the mail.
Right, exactly.
With a piece of corn on it.
Ooh, that could go dark really fast.
Oh, geez, I just went like a piece of corn. Like, I didn't have anything dark.
Well, I mean, I know I've given, well, not me personally. I was with a friend. Someone gave a friend a Christmas present with something that happened to have a piece of corn attached to it. It was not a good Christmas present. It was, it was not a good Christmas present. It was a prank. So,
corn can come in a lot of forms.
Corn, yes. You are definitely correct when it comes to that. But we love the podcast. We love the art. And like you said, what got you into it was just you wanted to do it. And then here you are.
I sit and talk to myself all the time anyway. Might as well record it and put it on the internet. Yeah.
That's kind of what we did. That's how we got started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just started this year, so
23 episodes.
And the hardest step to take of any journey is that first single step.
Yeah, and the first episode, I heard a little bit of it again for whatever reason. I wanted to hear the intro and compare it to now because I've, well, anyway, I heard me introducing it. Oh, geez, that's weird. I actually talked clearly and didn't sound like a hick the whole time. I think I lost that ability on the second episode, but
Let the hick come through.
You know, yeah. And the first like four episodes probably aren't worth listening to, and I want to redo them sometime, but sometime further down the road.
Well, you're paralleling the exact same sentiments we still hold today with our podcast.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's we're just dumb hicks. I don't drink anymore, but that was our line for 3 years: is
drunk hicks from Ohio,
just drunk hicks from Northwest Ohio.
But we're professional podcasters.
Yeah, I mean, there is checks that come in the mail. I just don't tell you about them.
Oh, there are.
No, they've come one right there.
Hey, all right,
you can have that one.
Oh, all right.
Professional podcasters. The second you get like 32 cents.
We spoke that into existence, though.
Oh, we did start saying that from day one. And yeah. And then it took over.
And now we're interviewing Jeb.
Jeb, the famous artist.
The pinnacle.
Jeb, I'm a professional. I say that on my show all the time,
You're a professional artist, too. A professional podcaster, professional artist.
You are an illustrator on an accredited book.
You do. So you do have a, what is that, an ISBN accreditation, which is, you know, crazy. I mean, how many 17-year-olds do you know that have an ISBN? No, I can't. I'm dyslexic. So.
Right, yeah. ISBN or something like that.
Yeah, it's the trademarking.
Yes.
Your artwork has been trademarked in your name. So,
that's weird.
Isn't that, I mean, it's nuts to me that, you know, I didn't think I could do that at 17.
Yeah.
I didn't think last year that I would have a book that I illustrated or a show that there's some people that actually listen to or know you guys.
Or hopefully after this episode comes out, a lot more people are listening.
Right, yeah.
I highly advise it. It's fun. I enjoy listening to it.
I was happy to. Okay, I remember him telling me, because, you know, you were doing art for us for a bit. And he said, did you know we had a podcast?
Because you never told me. I found out.
Yeah. How'd you find out?
Because when he got onto Facebook, he yelled at me, said, I had to sign up to Facebook because of you. And then I got invited, or not invited. It said, if somebody you may know started a group, the Backwoods Boogeyman Podcast fan page.
Ah. Oh.
So I seen that, and I'm like, well, that's Jeb's art. And I started going through, and it's just me and Jeb there for a sec, because he just started it.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I asked Jeb, I'm like, is that your podcast? He's like, yeah. I'm like, why didn't you tell me?
All right, yeah.
So that's how I found out about it. So you're a very humble man that does not like to brag about himself. And believe me, we get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it for you. That your art's great. The podcast is a lot of fun. I think you got a lot of, how to say this? I think your podcast has legs.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you can go far with it if you want to. Because it's fun. Just keep enjoying it. That's what I tell everybody, you know.
Keep being creative and keep just putting stuff out there, regardless whether you think people are going to want it or not.
Jerry told us that.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Jerry, they just passed away from Hillbilly Horror Stories.
Yeah.
You know, a legend in the field. He just said, record it, put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you think people are listening or not, record it, put it out there, record it, put it out there. Have fun with it. The second it's not fun, don't do it. Because people can tell. Like, there's podcasts I used to listen to that they fell off because they lost either the fun or the spark or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just tell they're going through the motions.
And then it's their show is no longer
the show.
Good or entertaining. Yeah, the show. There you go.
Some questions for you, Jeb. You're 17.
All right.
You're from the Midwest. What is your least favorite cryptid? What is a cryptid that if you hate?
Or you're sick and tired of?
Well.
It's a hard one.
There's not many. There's ones that I have a great distaste for, but I don't hate them.
And just share those if you want.
Right. No, there is no hate on this podcast. You're right.
Yeah. But, I mean, things that I, if I ever came across one, I would like to make it unalive. But pale crawlers, whatever the hell they are, I don't like them.
Agreed.
I don't like anything about them.
Yeah, there's no positive. There's no silver lining with them.
Exactly. It's like they're just always nasty. They're always crawling on your roof. They're always just doing something scummy. They're just not fun at all.
Not just ideal. No,
doing something scummy.
I'm with you. I don't like. Yeah, pale crawlers always like creep me out. Beyond just like a normal, like obviously a dog man's gonna creep you out a little bit, but pale crawlers on a whole other level. It's just nothing but the heebie jeebies.
They're just nasty. I've probably watched far too many of those things on YouTube that, oh, it's a contemplation. Most of it's probably fake, but it's entertaining. And, you know, it's all those things. And, you know, here's one in a road and some foreign country. And this guy's talking in some language I don't understand. And you've got to assume that the thing caught him and ate his eyeballs out after he filmed it. Because it's doing some kind of exorcist style spider crawl across the road. And then it looks at him and he starts running. It probably adds to why I don't like him. But
yeah, just one of many things.
I know the videos he's talking about.
Oh yeah.
Or is it some other country? Like, you can't understand the people in the video. You can't understand the guy's head that's overlaid, and they don't sound like the same language.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the third person getting it, and there's literally a demon crawling across, grabbing a dog.
Oh gosh, yeah. I don't think I've seen that one.
No, I mean there's hundreds of them. It's like you scroll at 4 or 5 a.m. and you get them.
Mm. Those fun algorithm videos.
Yeah.
You get the nightmare feel.
Oh, I showed you the other night when I got that bear eating a person.
Yeah.
That person was alive and then not alive in the video.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
I didn't mean to watch it.
I know.
I was just scrolling.
They sneak that stuff up on
and
you.
And they're like, tourist gets grabbed by bear. And I'm like, oh, well, let's see this. Oh, no, eaten by bear was the word. Eaten by bear was the word.
Mm-mm.
They weren't kidding. They just didn't completely fill you in on it.
There you go. What cryptid? Do you think a pale crawler could beat a bear?
Yeah, I guess that depends on the bear.
Grizzly.
If you're talking.
Not a black bear.
Yeah, small black bear maybe, not a grizzly.
Just getting ripped apart.
I'd like to see a grizzly just pick it up by its head and just shake it until there wasn't anything left.
I'd like to see that too.
Here's a fight for you. Because you drew this fight. A Kappa versus a Bigfoot. Who wins that?
Don't answer wrong.
You're never going to talk to me again, Bigfoot.
Oh,
he made the art too, so he can decide.
So now, you are, 17. You haven't lived long enough to understand how the world really works. These are wrong answers.
That a small perverted turtle could beat a 1,000-pound ape.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Either likes you, he wants, what was it? It was your butthole orbs?
Yeah, it was your life orbs.
Out of your butthole.
It's stored in your butt.
Not your butt, your butthole.
Well, that's your access point.
Yeah.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And what was the other part you said? Cucumbers. Oh, yeah.
Some stories he hates cucumbers. Some story he really likes cucumbers.
It's like cats.
Yeah.
I don't know. That cucumber thing rubs me wrong. I don't want to know what he's doing with them.
Exactly.
And his balls of light.
Now, I imagine it's just some sort of compound. I get it. I don't like cucumbers. They're gross.
You were just rubbing them on your legs for a week.
I would do that. I'll put them on me, but I won't eat them. They taste gross.
They're tasty.
Easy.
They're tasty. I just don't like what the little pervert turtle's doing with them.
No. Exactly.
The pervert turtle.
Pervert headwater turtle.
But he's a talented sumo wrestler, and I just don't think Bigfoot's up for the task yet. Because it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. And the Kappa has experience and technique on his side. Now, if we're going out of 10, you know, Bigfoot's going to get 1 out of 10 at least, maybe. It always happens. But on the whole, I'm putting my money on the Kappa.
But when something can just pick up the thing that's fighting it, just pick it up by its head and just hold it there. There's not much of a fight going on. He's just holding him. And then he shakes him really good, and it makes that.
That's exactly what happened
and he's dead.
When your brother had to fight a local.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's
picked
why
up and threw him.
Because the local's 4 foot tall.
Yeah, he was the Dover Demon.
That's how I imagine the fight going. I think Jeb got it right. Picking him up and just dead Kappa.
One day, we'll see. One day, when we have Cryptid Fight Club in the underground corn cult lair.
I have a book about that. It's called Menagerie.
Oh, okay.
Mm. It's like people just steal cryptids.
And they fight them?
Yeah, well, so there's a guy building a zoo out in like Colorado, like a preserve for him.
Huh?
So he rescues a bunch of them at it, but there are like billionaire fight circles where they have cryptids like battling.
Isn't that what Stranger Things was all about?
Kinda, not really.
Oh, okay.
These are like the giant, like the Mongolian desert snakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like they're huge.
Well, I mean, that's why they were pulling open up and the upside down and Stranger Things, so they could pull these things out and put them in a fight club.
I just realized the D-Rex from the new Jurassic Park is 100% a ripoff from one of the cryptids in that book.
Uh-huh.
Because the guy that drew it looked just... This book came out like 20 years ago, if not more. The guy that drew it made it, it looked just like the D-Rex, but white.
Mm.
But it had the weird little arms and everything.
Mm.
Big bulbous head. It was scared of this little penguin cryptid.
The guy probably just made like an AI version, a script. And that's why the movie was terrible.
Jeb, what's your favorite cryptid?
Well, God, I wasn't prepared for these questions. I'd say probably Momo. Go with the state.
I've seen your Momo shirt, yeah.
Violent, hateful, possible alien. He's on my shirt, too.
Yeah. Momo.
But, yeah.
Don't tell Jay. What does Momo stand for?
Me?
Yeah.
Missouri Monster?
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. Didn't we do an episode?
Have we done Momo?
I don't know.
We're at episode like 500.
So. I know we've talked about it or else.
I
wouldn't have known.
We brought up Momo many a time. Yeah. Just, have we actually done an episode on Momo?
Okay. Yeah. Maybe not a dedicated a full thing, but he's been brought up from time to time.
Maybe Momo will be the season opener for season 8.
We got to figure out our season closer too.
I know what it is.
Uh-oh.
It's
the 48-hour podcast.
Uh-oh.
24-hour podcast.
48-hour podcast.
No. We can probably make 48 hours at a festival this past weekend.
Well, the better thing is we're not in the sun. And we're sitting here, and we're going to have Jeb on, and we're going to have everybody else on. And, you know, everybody's going to get a half hour, an hour slot to come on hang out with us.
Yeah, 24 hours sounds perfect.
No, it's 58.
Come on. It's this nice...
Now you're open.
Yeah, so we're going to do a smelling salt clock.
What the hell is that?
It's a random timer.
A bad idea is what it is.
You ever seen smelling salts? They wake up a person that's passed out, but if you... Like,
they
fry your brain, but there's going to be just a random timer. There's going to be two of them. One for and one for Jay. And it's between 0 and 24 hours.
They fry your brain, but...
But you... So it'll be that maybe it only goes off one time, right? It's only guaranteed to go off one time in a 24-hour period. But it may go off 18 times.
See, that ain't right.
It's random.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be one time, and it should be at towards the end.
No, it'll be... It's how you stay awake.
Mm.
It'll just be random through the whole thing. Because then you have the fear of looking at this clock and being like it's a big cat sitting in the room with us.
You want me to podcast under those conditions?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd make for an ill show.
Ooh, my knee.
Careful.
I'm old.
Hurting yourself?
Yeah, Jeb, I'm all spare parts. You'll know. You'll know when you hit 30.
My back's already screwed up, so yeah.
Jeb, are you going to try to make it to the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree?
I'd love to.
Or is that school starts?
Oh, hell with that. I don't care.
Good.
But,
good answer.
I'm hoping the 26 will be achievable if there is to be a jamboree next year.
Oh, 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there will be a jamboree. Yeah. The jamboree will never die.
There shall be it.
That's right.
I'm hoping we just sell it to somebody else.
Well, yeah, but it still won't die then.
Yeah.
Unless they kill it.
No, but then it's theirs.
Well, yeah, fair. But, I'm just asking because it would be nice to see you up there. I'm sure there'd be some listeners. That'd be nice to see you. I guess we'll just see.
I'd love to be there.
Maybe we need to start a Get Jeb to Ohio fund. And we'll start putting that together. We'll put the elves to work.
Well, I think you got to talk to whoever his guardian is.
Well, yes, of course. I figured he ain't driving.
By then, it's fine. Birthday, come and gone there.
Okay. Oh, see?
All right.
There we go.
Find me a Ford Ranger. We'll be good.
Mail him one.
Hey, maybe Wild Bill will just pick you up.
Oh, there you go. Wild Bill, we need you to go out to Missouri. He drives a Ford Ranger.
Or something like that. Yeah, I think it's a Toyota Tacoma.
It is a taco.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's got it all decked out in hoorah U.S. Marine stickers and Bigfoot stickers and Crips of the Corn merch. No, he doesn't have that, but that'd be cool.
He's got.
We should slap some Crips of the Corn stickers on his truck.
Well, we put $200 in a duck head in his truck before.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh.
When we paid him when he wouldn't take money?
Oh, yeah. I gave him a fish.
Fish.
Yeah, I gave him a frozen pike.
Oh, that. We gave him cash, and then Emily put, a duck head in there.
Oh, nice.
Because
freeze-dried ones?
Yeah, okay. One of the dog treats.
Yeah.
Hey, but no, you can go to, these dog treat stores, and they sell freeze-dried, whatever, duck heads.
Mm-hmm. Bits and pieces.
Yeah, but they're, an actual just a duck head with eyes and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily always buys them to put in people's cars, because they don't smell or nothing. It's just odd. When you find it, it's
weird.
It's odd, and you're just like, how did a duck head get in my car?
Mm.
Wild Bill probably looked at it like, when did I kill a duck?
Yeah.
Threw it out.
That's my beef jerky.
So he started chewing on its beak.
Yeah. Chew it.
Oh, gosh. That's how he got that. Chip in his tooth.
Gosh.
Eating a duck face first.
Oh, speaking of Wild Bill, I don't know if people can check. Is that going to be on a t-shirt?
I can put it on a t-shirt. I was just going to... I can put it on a t-shirt.
What else? What can we use it for? So, if anyone don't know, and if they haven't seen quite yet, Sir Jeb here we commissioned him art to draw, and within the hour, he had it done. And it's a picture of...
This is a different picture.
The game Donkey Kong. the old arcade game where Justin is playing the role of Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing the role of Princess Peach, the damsel in distress. And Wild Bill takes the form, or let's say Donkey Kong takes the form of Wild Bill yelling hoorah, tossing barrels down the track at Justin as he's hopping over him.
Wild Bill didn't know what to say when he seen it.
He was,
he was so laughing because he was actually laughing so hard he couldn't say anything.
Yes.
Because he just, every time he opened his eyes and looked at it, there was just more to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the last thing he seen was you, because he's like, oh my gosh, it's Jay.
Yeah.
And then this is a whole different thing. You can't even talk about this, but.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you can't even see it. But
whatever.
Then another photo, which, yes, art, let's just say.
Oh, yes.
The art is flowing from Jeb into the Crypts of the Corn universe. So I have a feeling Jeb may be commissioned. He's an artist for hire. Let's just put it that way.
If you guys want to hire Jeb as an artist, I will give you some of his contact info. We'll have to make him a work email.
That's right.
What do you charge an hour? $400 an hour?
Yeah, four and a half.
Yeah. I'll cut you a deal at two.
Well, that's kind of what you should. That's probably not that good because, be honest, you knock out some of these pictures in a half an hour. So
that's why it's got to be so high.
Yeah, I think it's got to be higher. It's got to be higher, you ask me, because some of these 10-minute ones, they're art. It's like drawing the Mona Lisa in 5 minutes.
Jeb,
I just
you're a little young for this, but have you ever seen the Big Les Show?
No.
So it's...
I'm familiar.
What, I don't know what art program you're using to make your art.
Just, I think it's called paper.
Yeah, okay.
It's on my ancient tablet.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
But
it's my favorite art style for this kind of work.
Yeah.
So there is an a complete cartoon. It's an Australian cartoon, so I warn everybody at home, don't let your kids watch it, because it's an adult animation.
It's not boy-y.
And it's Australian, so they swear absolutely constantly. You make me laugh, because we watch Bluey all the time. I seen somebody did the accurate Bluey, and just like F every three or four words. I mean, we have Australian listeners. They know. You guys know. But
crikey.
The Big Les Show went for like 8 or 9 seasons, and he did the whole thing in MS Paint. And I've loved it since I was young. They've done it with like Sass the Sasquatch and all that. Like, he's made some other shows. But your art is not the same, I don't know, style or nothing, but always kind of reminds me of that. It just makes me smile because I just think of Big Les.
It just has that energy, that feel.
Because when you see Big Les, he looks like me. Not really.
And he's got the big part down.
His drawings always remind me of like the Home Movies show from...
I can see that.
Home Cartoon Movies. Network or Adult Swim or whatever.
Their hands always bothers me, though.
I never watched it, but I saw the commercials or whatever. But that's what it always reminds me of.
Speaking of that, I have something else that I've played with. I haven't done anything with it lately. But on YouTube, the Disturbed Dachshund, one word. It's a not family-friendly animated short cartoons that I've done. I've only done two of them, but I have thoughts for others.
Disturbed Dachshund?
The Disturbed Dachshund.
How do you spell that? The second part.
Why are you asking me this? D-A-C-H.
Oh, gosh. I was not close.
Oh, like Dachshund? Like the dog?
Yeah. Yeah, like the dog.
Okay, so that's... Dachshund. That's D-A-S... Oh, gosh. C-H. D-A... Well, no, I think it's D-A-U-S-C-H. A-U-N-D, maybe something like that. I don't remember. Maybe it's D-A...
Dachshund.
However you spell Dachshund, that's it.
Okay.
Why is that word pronounced like that?
So that's this is your shorts you made?
Yeah, they're weird.
All right. Well, we'll attach some links to the show notes so people can pop over there and see them.
Can do that. It's they're. I don't think I cussed a whole lot, but I have sketches of others that will be far worse than what's up there now.
I'd say, hey, just wait till you're 18.
they are acquired taste.
I'm trying to find them. I can't even find them.
The things I like the most in the world, like far as media wire things to consume, are the things that are an acquired taste. You know,
I can tell.
That's what I'm drawn to.
Your taste in music.
Yeah. So you should ask Justin about my taste in music. And ask his opinions.
Bad.
acquired taste.
I listen to some weird crap too, so I can't judge you.
You ever listen to Billy the Mountain?
No.
By Frank Zappa, Billy the Mountain's a good tune.
Yeah, play it for you and your friends.
Never heard of that one.
Oh, it's a nice short little trail.
Short.
An interwoven story leading you in and out of wonder and amazement.
I feel that I'm being deceived.
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorite songs.
The whole time it was playing in the car when I was driving, he just kept looking at me and smiling.
So good. It's only it's only 26 minutes long.
Depending on which version you get.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic.
That's the joke.
You outdid American Pie and Don McLean.
Oh, I mean, that's mincemeat.
And Green Grass and High Tides by the Outlaws.
That's about 11 minutes. Nothing.
Yeah, that's...
Some Billy the Mountain, and you buckle up.
A half-hour song.
Yeah, it's so good, though. It's so good.
It's just so slow.
Well, you know, it's not everything has to be fast. Some parts are fast, some parts are slow. It's just like life.
Like when he's screaming.
What, when he's falling? Never mind. I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
It's great. Tells you the story. Billy the Mountain maybe will be in our campfire book.
Oh my god. Oh, he might play. He might show up. He'd just be in the background.
He's the Slide Rock Bolter's natural predator.
Yeah, and his little wooden tree wife, Ethel, that lives on his shoulder.
dumbest thing.
She's a mean woman. But yeah.
That reminds me though. I listened to your Patreon. I'm new to the Patreon. I'm ashamed to say that, but that I haven't always been listening. But your cryptid battles. The real question is, could you beat Joe Rogan?
Mm. Oh,
what in a fight?
Yeah, for our tiebreakers.
Mm-hmm.
Could I beat Joe Rogan?
Either of you.
No.
He'd wear me like a
hat. I think if both of us tried to fight him at once, we'd still get our butts.
I think he'd beat me with Jay.
Yeah, probably. Have you seen him kick a bag?
No,
That's like it would explode my bones.
I can imagine that. Yeah, no, I know he's ripped. Ridiculous.
My hemorrhoids would rupture.
Mine would.
That's how you die. You're getting older.
Mm-hmm. No, he's knocking bleeding. Right off of you.
Yeah,
he's bleeding. It's okay.
It's okay. This part's normal.
This part's normal.
It already was.
The internal bleeding is bad.
Blood in the lungs is a different story.
Gosh, I jumping shit. Joe Rogan.
Oh my gosh, is that a cryptid?
Us jumping Joe Rogan.
Oh, okay. I just pictured like him jumping around.
And then we'd be thrown immediately.
Yeah.
What is
yeah,
it? Is
it wouldn't
jiu-jitsu? End well. Is that what he does?
Probably, yeah.
Krav Maga, and he just rips our heart out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kali Ma.
Now, Steven Seagal.
Isn't he dead?
Not yet.
Oh.
Oh, because you're about to jump him.
No, he's nah, he's not even a podcaster. We're not going to bring him up. I don't think there's not too many podcast battles. I don't think we want to engage in. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Oh, that we could beat up.
Yeah.
Well, most of them would just be sad.
What?
Most of them would just be sad if we did it.
Oh, after it was over.
Yeah.
If we won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because half of them are beating up women.
Okay.
We have a lot of female podcaster friends. So I'm talking like where they do like the YouTube boxing.
Yeah.
So it's like it's all these big YouTubers. So it'd be all these big paranormal podcasters.
Oh,
but fighting. Half of them would be women.
That's true in this field. Yes.
So even if you won, you're not a winner.
Well, at least we'd know we'd win at least half of the fights.
And then half of another big percentage. I'm not even gonna say.
I don't know.
Are just considerably older or younger than us.
That's true.
So then you just feel like a jerk after.
So maybe we would have an advantage after all.
Yeah.
We just hit that right window where we're just young enough and just, I don't know, still active enough.
I'm not.
Like, well, I just got to roll you at him. I'll get my bowling skills going.
Gosh.
And we'll do that like on a hook, you know, when he's like, bangarang, Rufio, you roll into a ball and I roll you at him. Just take them all out.
No idea what you're talking about.
You've never seen Hook?
No.
Oh,
I know Dr. Hook.
Ooh, that's a good. That's now you're going back.
Isn't that Dr. Hook and the third hand show. Or something like that?
I think Jeb got it.
Oh, he got it. I didn't.
It's an artist. Dr. Hook sings. Doesn't he sing like, oh God, Ooga Shaka, Ooga.
Rolling Stone, Sylvia's Mother,
Cover of the Rolling Stones.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Gonna get my picture on the cover.
Gonna buy five copies for my mother.
For my mother. That's it.
Gonna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stones.
On that note, let's wrap it up.
That's it.
All right.
Jeb, one more time. Tell everybody where they can find your stuff. All the links will be down below.
Wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a 5-star review on Apple and I'll read it on the show.
There you go.
And that's about it.
If I can encourage any of our listeners out there, please give the Backwoods Boogeyman a shout out. Just a look, just a listen.
Give it a listen.
Give it a listen. Give me a look. What you think and leave a nice 5-star review for him to read in that Southern drawl, Jeb only style voice.
Jeb style. That's it.
All right. Mm-hmm. On this show, we have a tradition. All right.
Oh, yes.
All right, so we're going to count down from three. We're all going to scream bye, and then the outro will play. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1,
bye!
The best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J-Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on CryptidsOfTheCorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.